It's time for another episode. Can Tom and Rob beat 30 seconds?
Word ending in ing.
Titting.
They got Cremola wrong, revisiting old before tasting new.
Oh, there's a spicy bit. When you swallow it, you put the whole thing down like a goose.
Who wants a mockbuster?
The bloke that's controlling the electric, he's got a rat as well. That makes him pull the handle.
Oh, hell no, not PSAs.
Oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Shit, son.
Stay safe. Stay out. Don't take a chance with electricity.
Listen now.
Welcome back to the Variety Show with me, Tom.
And me, Not Tom.
We're not going down that route again. I'm not going down the route of saying I'm going to call you Not Tom and then basically flummox myself as soon as we start and just give up. So no, welcome back to the Variety Show, the place where you should get variety. Or that's what we hope. And today, it's not going to be any different. You're going to get variety in all sorts of ways. Now, apparently, the reverse music quiz was very well received.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun doing that. I had a lot of fun listening back, even though I knew what the answers were. Who'd have thought that Pretty Fly for a White Guy would be very would be very easy to pick up on, or Barbie Girl, but there you go. I'm setting a challenge, though, for us.
Yep.
We've got 1 month to complete it from the release of this episode. So obviously we can start it a little bit more, and I have already warned you about this. So if you've already made a start, that's fine. I'm not going to moan.
I've got ideas. I just don't know. I need software help.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to work out. Do I go and I better say what it is, actually, hadn't I? We are setting ourselves 1 month to make a piece of music. 3 minutes long. Or slightly longer, but not much longer, because that would just be painful to listen to if it's shit.
But minimum of 3 minutes.
Minimum of 3 minutes, I think, is fair to say. It doesn't have to have lyrics. It can be any type of song you want. It could be electronic dance music. It could be all sorts. It could be a sung song. You could get a ukulele. You get the guitar out. You could do a drum solo on it. You can create it however you want. You could use, I'm planning on possibly using Dance EJ2 from Windows 95 on the old Windows 95 mm-hmm. laptop. However you want to make it, that is fine. You can even use samples. What you cannot use, though, and I'm going to draw the line on this, as much as we like AI, you cannot use an AI song creator.
No, we're not going to use that.
Because that's too much.
That's cheating.
To be cheating, absolutely. So yeah, that is the plan for a month's time. So you're going to get this episode, another episode, and by the time you get the episode after that, so that's going to be, let's see, this is 63, 64, episode 65.
65 or 66.
65 or 66. I might make it 66. It's like that will definitely give us that 1 month gap.
Yeah.
Then you'll hear our results. And I think we'll obviously get the chipmunk to judge it.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that she loves you more than me anyway. I bring her own bloody acorns, but look at what she does. Anyway, right, let's crack on with the show.
The chipmunk wants to know if Rob and Tom can finish inside of 30 seconds. Most people want to last longer, don't they?
Right. This week is pretty quiz heavy. We've got, well, not quizzes, actually. We've got one quiz, and then we've got a bit of a help the chipmunk challenge later on. So we'll talk about that one later on, funny enough. But the one we're going to open with is the chipmunk 30-second challenge.
Ooh.
So to explain this to everyone, the chipmunk has written 10 questions. And if you've ever played categorically, you'll understand what this is. So a brief rundown of what that means. In categorically, you've got a word that is 5 letters long, down the left-hand side, and across the top you normally have 5 subjects, things like girls' names, fruits, things that are yellow, and what you've got to do is you've got to find an answer for each of your categories based on each letter of the word you chose to write down the side. So in this, we've been told we've got 30 seconds, hence the chipmunk 30-second challenge. There's 10 questions, and we've got a pot next to me that's full of letters, and what we've got to do is Rob will choose a letter at random. I will then read the questions. Actually, no, we'll let you go first. You read the questions to me. I choose the letter, and I've got to answer all 10 questions or 10 categories that are written there
with answers that begin with the letter that I have chosen.
So I've got to read the category to you.
So you've got to read them to me. I'll start the timer to know when the 30 seconds is up, and then we'll swap over and we'll do it a couple of times and see how we do.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just reach over here. There's the piece of paper with all the questions on, so I'll throw that to Rob. Oh, and he's dropped it. What a plum.
That was unfair. It landed in my hand and bounced out.
Right, so there are six letters to choose from, and the chipmunk very patiently went through each of the categories to make sure that all the letters that she has chosen, there is an answer for all of them.
Oh, she's used Tippex as well.
Oh, dear.
I mean, I would have been fine if she'd just scribbled it out and wrote it again next to it, but this is fine. You can tell it's important to her.
It's very important to her that she does these things. Right. Oh, bloody apple. Right, so reset.
Right, okay, I understand.
So I will choose the letter in a moment. Don't study them too hard because obviously you're going to get the same 10 questions.
Well, I don't know the letter though.
That's true. So the letter I have chosen is the letter L.
Okay.
L. So I'm going to start the timer for 30 seconds and we'll see how this goes.
Okay.
Ready, steady, go.
Body part.
Lungs.
Actor or actress?
Oh, shit. Pass. I'll go back. I'll come back.
Something you wear.
Linen trousers.
Fruit or vegetable?
Lemon.
Job title?
Oh, shitting hell. This is really horrible. Next.
A sport or a hobby?
Oh, fuck it. That's 30 seconds. Shit.
I think 30 seconds is long enough. A minute.
No, 30 seconds. She set 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, let me try 30 seconds and then we'll see.
Well, that was fucking horrible.
You could have said Liam Neeson.
Oh, Liam Neeson, of course, and Crap Hands.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the one I got to? Job beginning with L.
Job title.
Ladder holder.
Lab assistant.
Lab assistant. Ah, yes. Okay. Well, pass those over to me then. There is your pot of letters. I'll be nice and odd. Ooh, nearly dropped my phone there.
Chuck your smooth phone across the room.
Okay.
Okay, then you're opening out. Oh, I'm an S.
So basically, I got 3 out of 5 there in 30 seconds. So you got S, did you?
Yes.
Okay. Ready, steady, go. Body part.
Stomach.
Actor or actress?
Sandra Bullock.
Something you wear?
Socks.
Fruit or vegetable?
Fruit or vegetable? Oh, gosh. Sultana.
Job title?
Sandwich maker.
Sport or hobby?
Sport or a hobby?
Yep.
Sand castle maker.
Animal?
A snake.
Film title?
Snakes on a Plane.
Colour?
With S? Oh, my gosh.
And time?
Sugar plum.
8 out of 10 that time. You didn't do too badly. You did way better than I bloody did.
I mean, they were a bit ropey, some of those. Sandcastle maker? Sandwich maker? I don't know. I think the chipmunk might be a bit disappointed.
Sandwich maker I'd accept. Sandwich maker I'd accept. Someone's got to make all those prepackaged sandwiches in Tesco's. All those lovely cream and sugar and strawberry ones.
I think the chipmunk birthday cake may want to have a word with me on some of those.
Oh, really? Right, okay. Let me pass those back over to you then. I won't open up the letter until I've got the timer started, so no one can say I'm cheating. Yeah, sorry, yawning. I can't remember the bloody questions.
Okay.
Okay, ready, steady, go.
Body part.
Anus.
Actor and actress.
Angelina Jolie.
Something you wear.
Apron.
Fruit or a vegetable.
Avocado.
Job title.
Aquarium manager.
Sport or hobby?
Analingus. acrobat.
Animal.
Aardvark.
Film title.
Avatar.
Color.
Aquamarine.
Word stop. Ending. Wow, you did really well there.
Not
Aquamarine
bad.
Aquamarine was a nice pull.
Analingus as a hobby? Or a sport? No, maybe.
What's analingus? Like cunnilingus?
For those of you that obviously can't see what's going on, I waggled my tongue at Rob.
That's fucking horrible. Oh, God.
I've turned my purple muff blue.
Someone Gemma has to look up. So sorry.
Right, hang on. Let's do a swap one more time.
I can only apologise.
No, you can't, you lying fucker.
Ooh, the letter T.
Okay, ready, steady, go. Body part.
Tongue.
Actor, actress.
Oh, shit. I don't actually fucking know. Timothée Chalamet.
Something you wear.
Trousers.
Fruit or vegetable.
A tomato.
Job title.
Train conductor.
Sport or hobby.
Tennis.
Animal.
Tortoise.
Film title?
The Lord of the Rings.
Colour?
Tangerine.
Word ending in ing.
Titting.
I'm going to stop there because that's basically, you've got 0.05 of a second left.
Is titting
left
a word?
On your...
Is titting even a word?
No, it's not, but I'm going to let you because it's brilliant. Titting. Titting. How I feel doing this show with you sometimes, we're titting it along.
How did I pull Timothée Chalamet out of my ass?
I've got no idea, but really weirdly, that's the one I was thinking of.
I couldn't think of one with T. Another one. Now the pressure's off. You know
Timothy
what I was thinking?
Dalton.
You know what I was thinking in my head? Thomas Jefferson. It's like, he's not an actor, that's a fucking president.
Okay, Timothy Dalton. Now I've got bloody Theodore Roosevelt in my bloody head, you prick. Terry Thomas.
Terry Thomas? Who's that?
He's one of
Sounds
the
like
black
a Marvel
and white
character.
Actor. I'm sure it was a black and white actor.
Like Peter Parker's brother. From another father. Different surnames.
This famous actor that begins with T, sure. Tom Jones, he starred in Mars Attacks. There you go, he's an actor.
Okay, that'll do. I'll take Tom Jones. Right, go on then.
Tony Curtis. No, I think that's
Tom
it.
Tom Cruise!
Tommy, little Tommy Cruise.
I can't
that begins
we
with
say
an
Tom
L.
Cruise!
It begins with an L. It's little Tommy Cruise.
Okay, that's what it is then.
Moving on to the portable recorders, Tom and Rob venture into the kitchen to retest Cremola from last episode. They also taste Mexican Fanta and new Jaffa cakes. Yummy.
Right, we are taste testing. Look, here's Rob.
Hi.
There's me.
Hi.
And we have, first of all, got to come back to Cremola. And there you go. Look, you didn't see Cremola last time, but there they are. And after you left...
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I'll give them another try. And I used tap water. I didn't use ice cold water. I used nice, just normal, cool tap water. And I emptied them into the pots. I didn't take them out of the plastic bag. And whatever the case is, they worked.
Right.
So I thought it was only fair that we
do it again.
Do them again.
Right.
So I will hand you the camera. As he puts his hand straight in front, highly qualified camera person there. Nice. Which do you want to do first? Cherry, Iron Brew, or cola?
Let's do the cola one first.
Cola first. So, really makes me laugh here. Right, look. Shake well and add 2 teaspoons. Okay, I emptied these out of the vacuum-packed packs they sent them in.
Mm-hmm.
And what you will see, can't exactly shake that much, can you?
No.
So, what we'll do is...
it's like rock solid.
It's not rock solid. It's a bit like
it's got moisture in it.
It's sand. It's a bit like sand. But look, what we're going to do, it says add 2 teaspoons mm-hmm. in half a glass of water. So there's half a glass of water, and I'm going to say they mean heaped. So 1 spoon, bloop bloop, and 2 spoons. Now, it doesn't look amazing, does it?
No, look, stuff's happening.
So, look. Let's see. Is it going to work this time? We're getting a foam.
Did we get a foam last time?
No, we didn't get a foam last time.
Is this the right time for us to say that we're sponsored by Cremola?
So, look, it's now foaming. We didn't get that last time. It was pretty weak.
Yeah.
And even then, you know what? I still don't think that's enough. So I'm going to add a little bit more.
It's not the adding too much.
Well, I don't think we added enough last time, which is the problem. Personally,
but you can see it is actually foaming up this time, which it didn't last time. It didn't have any sort of foamy top. It didn't have any... So it kind of looks like it's bubbling away.
It's like a lager.
No foaming or... There you go.
Well, there is a kind of bubbliness to it, but it's still slimy.
It's slimy. It's still not wonderful. Do you want to have a go at doing the Iron Brew one?
Which one's the other one?
The orange one. So this is the one that worked better last time. But look, that's actually got head this time.
Lucky.
So, yeah, it was Iron Brew that worked better last time for when you had disappeared.
That's hard.
Yeah, it may have got a little bit moist. One. My poor floor. We're going to walk on that for days now. Absolutely not.
I'm not going to be as vicious as you.
You've got to be ambitious. You've got to, because that's what... Oh, dear. You're not making a cup of tea on Star Trek. Come on.
Tea. Earl Grey. Hot.
Hot.
Nothing's happening. I'm still not convinced.
Right, give it here.
That's got wet, though. That's hard.
Yeah, that has got wet. Right, hang on.
It doesn't say viciously assaulted.
No, but if you look...
It's a stir well, not... yeah, I'm right. You've just spilt fucking water everywhere. Iron brew water.
Okay, well, again, maybe it has got moist then, because that looks... Again, it's got loads of bubbles in it now, which the last one didn't.
Yeah. Your face.
Yeah.
I don't want to have the cherry one. Can we just not do these anymore?
Yeah, let's. We're fucking off Cremola. So sorry, Cremola.
You are, I know that you're our sponsors this week.
You're still shit.
You're still shit.
You're next. Still shit. Right, next. What do you want to do? Do you want to do?
I need to
Virulent Fanta.
I want to try the Virulent Fanta.
Go on then. Crack open the Virulent Fanta. Oh,
that was pretty disappointing, wasn't it? You need a clear glass.
But this is... When you compare that to the orange that's on a...
You tell that works in
the UK. Oh, God.
Well, I don't want to lose the fizz, do you? You want to get the fizz in there.
Yeah, keep the cancer-causing chemicals.
Which one would you like to have? Oh, you got straight for that one.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers to our death.
It's quite nice, to be fair.
Actually, really like that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Tell you what.
Oh, yeah. Hecho en Mexico.
Ah, of course. I'll tell you what. It reminds me more of tangerine than orange.
Mm.
It's got that kind of tangerine little tang to it.
It's not fizzy. It's just as fizzy as those.
Yeah, but that's nice.
Hmm.
These can go and die.
This is nice. I like this.
That's nice. It's full of cane sugar.
Ah, right. That'll be why then.
So, yeah, we're not sleeping.
It's the stuff they're putting in Coke in America.
Mmm, Coca.
Yeah, so this is, really orangey taste. As I said, more like a nectarine than a...
Yeah, possibly. And I like that, look.
What?
Cash refund.
No cash refund.
Oh, yeah, no cash refund. Oops.
No, I thought you were going to go take it back to Mexico.
Right, let's give you that and I'll crack open our last
bit. I know, I just put my hand over the thing and I'm scared to hold your phone with one hand.
I'm looking forward to. Well, yuzu lemon. Don't know what yuzu or uzu, however it's pronounced.
Sour lemon. Is that what yuzu lemon means?
I don't know, but lemon. Hot honey.
Interesting. I like honey.
I don't
know
what hot honey is. So
I like honey and I like spice.
Oh, shit. Hang on. Cremola,
You are a 2-point piss in a glass is tastier.
Yeah, 2-point fuck off.
And Fanta Orange from Mexico, you are a 5-point tangerine dream.
Yeah, 5-point orange fantastic.
Yeah. Would you like a yuzu?
I'll take a full moon yuzu, please.
There we go.
Well, straight away, it looks like one.
Yeah, they are classic Jaffa cake.
Full moon.
Mm. Total clip straight away on my side.
Mm, half moon.
Mmm. Mmm. Oh, good. Mmm.
That's nice. It's just a lemon.
They're Jaffa nice. Cake.
It's a lemon Jaffa cake.
Yeah, I thought they might be sour or something. That's...
Nope. Imagine a Jaffa cake, but it's lemon.
They're very nice.
That is exactly what it tastes like.
Mm. You can have out the hot honey ones.
I think it tastes a little less artificial. Because I think sometimes Jaffa cakes have a little bit of an artificial...
Yeah, okay. Talking of Jaffa cakes, those ones that you buy at Marks and Spencer's in the summer that come in the little foil bag and they're little rectangular ones, they are
He's flipped over.
Dodgy packing from the Jaffa cake factory.
You are.
By the way, we're not doing this on the normal normal audio equipment. We're doing these on a... Oh, fat fucking fingers. Come on. We're doing these on the DJIs. Right. Total eclipse.
Again, looks like a Jaffa cake.
Ooh. Mmm.
Okay.
Mmm.
I'm just staring at it. I don't know. Oh, there's a spicy bit. When you swallow it, you put the whole thing down like a goose.
No, but I'm getting... Ooh.
Interesting.
I like...
I don't necessarily like it or dislike it.
My throat's got a little bit of a burn going on. It's only ever so tiny. But it's there.
I'm not actually fond of that.
I am, because I'll tell you what, it kind of tasted a bit like a cinder toffee to start with. Kind of that burnt caramel sort of...
That's the flavour I was wondering what it was.
It's kind of a bit of a burnt caramel, kind of toffee, cinder toffee flavour.
Yeah, burnt caramel.
And then you get the kind of the chocolate and the cakey bit in.
I'd rather have another one of these. Save one for
And the then chipmunk. You're right. Even now, so it's been nearly a minute and I've still got
it's getting
that
hotter.
Warm flavour down my throat.
Yeah, there's definitely a heat. There is a heat. It's still there. It's actually getting stronger. But it's not invasive. Mm. It's just right at the back of your throat and a bit on your tongue. And it's like you've just had... Not even like had a bit of chili, because it's less than that. But you know you've had something. Like you've had spicy
chili con carne.
Yeah.
So a really mild chili.
Look, I'll give them credit. That is doing exactly what it says it is. Because normally these things, when they say they're hot, they're never hot.
No, that's true.
Like McDonald's are like classics for that, saying something's hot, it's not even remotely hot. So for that, even though I actually don't particularly like the taste of it, I'm going to go... I don't know if it's a high 4 or a low 5 because I don't actually like the taste of it particularly much, but they are definitely doing what they're...
I like the flavour. I'm going to go with a 5. I will go against you on this, and I'm going to go with a 5-point hot to my tummy.
I'm going to say 4-point, I just wish I liked the taste of it. They've definitely done a really good job. And then these ones, though, a 5-point...
Oh, of course, yeah, we haven't done the
citrus
lemon.
Wonder.
5-point lemon zesty.
Mm. I'm having another one, so.
What's your favourite film? I love me a little bit of Muffy the Vampire Lair, or what about the cracking, shaving Ryan's Privates? What mockbusters can Tom and Rob come up with?
Right, we're back in the office rather than in the kitchen of mine, and Cremola was still disappointing. Really not surprised by that. But yep. It did foam up more, so there was something obviously going on. Don't care what it is. It's done now. We've done it twice. No more.
No.
Coke Lime is still top range, and everything else sucks.
Everything else is just a toy.
Nice. So,
we are going to be talking about something called Mockbusters. So let me open up my Safari page I saved. Do you know what a Mockbuster is?
For the viewers, listeners, I'll say no and pretend that we didn't discuss it off air.
Of course. That's a good podcast co-host there for you. So a mockbuster, also known as knockbuster or drafting opportunity, is a film created to exploit the publicity of another major motion picture with a similar title or subject. Mm-hmm. Mockbusters are often made with a low budget and quick production to maximize profits.
Scary Movie counters that.
No, that's just spoof, I think.
Okay.
So if we look here, for example, we've got notable studios and directors. So The Asylum, we talked about on the Untitled Sci-Fi mm-hmm. show. Proportion Productions, Jet Lag Productions, Video Brinquedo. Good Times Entertainment, Bruno Mattei, Polonia Brothers and Film Ventures International. And I'm just looking here if the history here. So Good Times Entertainment was notorious for distributing animated mockbuster counterparts to popular Disney films in the 90s.
Right.
Then you've got Video Brinquedo, the Brazilian CGI animation studio that in 2006 produced low-budget direct-to-video films that are knockoffs of Pixar, Disney, and DreamWorks.
Okay.
So they've blatantly done a knockoff of Toy Story and mm-hmm. Shrek. Dingo Pictures was a German animation company, 1992. They created traditionally animated films based on fairy tales and concepts similar to those used by Disney. I would love to... I tell you what, I really, really want to know who made the Titanic film. There's a film called Titanic 2 and there's a film called Titanic where it's talking animals on board and it's awful.
Oh dear.
JonTron did a video on it. We'll have to show you that at some point.
Maybe I've seen that.
There's so many. There are so many. Apparently in 2011, there were films such as Aliens versus Avatars. It was a crossover between Alien and Avatar. So, yeah, that is what a mockbuster is. Now, oh my God, right, okay, sorry. Bright Spark was to cash in on Tangled.
Okay.
And Adventures of Scamper the Penguin, under the name Tappy Feet, The Adventures of Scamper. You cannot get more. That's just awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, right. The chipmunk has been making dodgy films, and I'm not talking pornographic. She's not been rubbing her acorns
That's
for people on webcam. No, she's made 10 dodgy knockoff films, and just a little bit of a fun challenge. There's just no points in this. There's 10 films, and we've just got to come up with non-copyright breaching names.
Okay.
IMDb at the ready. She did say she's chosen 10 films that she thinks we'll know. But let's face it.
I'll be the judge of that.
Okay. I've just seen the first film. Do you want to unroll one at a time or should I just do them?
Do one at a time. You just do them, but one at a time.
Armageddon is the first movie. What is the knockoff name you are going to give Armageddon? It's... That, for those of you that don't know what Armageddon is, that's the classic film of a giant asteroid heading towards Earth and Bruce Willis saves the day with his mining team who land on said rock and blow it apart before it gets to Earth.
So I kind of was trying to go for like Minecraft-y name, like mine...
I'm just going to steal this one straight out the box. Armageddon out of here.
Armageddon out of here?
As in, I'm getting out of here.
Oh.
Armageddon out of here. I think that works. What other ones could we have? There aren't actually that many you can do.
I think it's a tough one. I'm just going to stick with your one. I haven't got one for this one.
Oh, no, go on. You've got to come up. No, you've got to come up with one. I am making you come up with one.
Okay, well, you might have to cut out a lot of dead air while I try and think of one.
Oh, well, that's fine. Dead air. I can talk. I can talk for hours. People know I can talk for hours. Armageddon, Rocks, Bruce. Don't forget, it's knockoff as well, so it's got to be really cheap. So, Meteor, right? Meteor.
Yeah. My brain is not working at all.
Right, yeah, okay, well, I'll let you off this one. Let's have a look at the next one. Apollo 13. Okay, Chipmunk, going with space themed here. This isn't the Untitled Sci-Fi Show.
There's more sci-fi on this show than there is on the Untitled Sci-Fi Show.
Oh dear.
Anyway, it'd be Apollo 13 and a half.
Yes, Apollo, or just
13.5.
Apollo 69.
The Apollo, or it'll be the 13th Apollo. That's what it'd be like, that, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah, no, you're
the
right.
13th
yeah.
Apollo.
Apollo. Yeah. Okay. I quite like Apollo 13 and a half.
That's like the naked gun.
Apollo 13 and three quarters. Oh, yeah, I'm going to let you have that one.
Thank you. Yay.
I don't think there's any you could really go with. Yeah, as you say, otherwise it'd be like the 13th Apollo.
Yeah.
Apollo 13, Deadly Moon.
NASA 13.
Apollo 13, NASA gone done fucked up. Okay, next film. Oh, that should have been the last film.
Okay.
It's The Shawshank Redemption. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Yay, Merry Christmas. No, Schindler's List is Merry Christmas.
Oh, God, yeah. No, you're right. Redemption. Merry Christmas, Schindler's List.
Okay.
Shawshank Redemption's the Easter version.
So that's
version.
The getting out of prison one. Shawshank Redemption would be... prisoner escape. It'd be something shit, wouldn't it? Because the Shawshank Redemption is quite a posh name.
The prisoner who didn't done it. I didn't do nothing.
What's okay? Another word for redemption. So we need a thesaurus. What's another word for redemption?
Ooh, yes. Okay. So the Shawshank. Ooh. I'm going to have to look it up. What is alternate words? Come on, Gemini. I'll pull Gemini into this one. Alternate words for redemption. Because Shawshank's the prison, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we've got to kind of... Although, actually... Okay, yeah, no. It's got to be a knockoff, remember. It's not a clone, so it can't obviously take part in Shawshank because that would be too much... being on that.
Okay, so land stab redemption.
No, I was going to go with the Belmarsh Salvation.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah. Salvation.
It's the British version, you see, so it's that far from being copyright. Salvation. It's the Belmarsh Salvation.
No, that wins it. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's got it. That gets it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Minecraft movie.
Okay.
So, there you go. You should be in your prime now.
No, because I wanted to call Armageddon Minecraft in space. Okay, so Minecraft movie. So it'll be Roblox
movie.
The film.
That's true, yes, because that's what they did with Lego. Lego movie, and then Playmobil movie came along.
Yes, it'd be Roblox the film.
It would be Roblox.
Not anymore, if you're following anything about Roblox.
That's very true. Naughty Roblox. No, you know what? I prefer that's the blocky movie. Although, to be fair, both would probably come out. You'd have Roblox would come out, and then there'd still be someone like The Asylum would go, let's see, what's an alternate cave block?
It'd be called Mineshaft. It'd be called the Mineshaft.
Mineshaft.
Mineshaft, the movie, it'd be called that.
Or is that the porn film, Mineshafted?
Mineshafted.
Yeah, good
be German. We both went German. We both went German.
Hello, Fräulein. I am in my lederhosen.
Ah, Schindler. Welcome to my mine shaft, Schindler.
Okay. Inappropriate. Inappropriate.
Now I'm inappropriate.
Oh, you're off. Dirty Dancing. Bear in mind, we've got another five of these to go after.
Dirty
this.
Dancing. Okay.
Dirty Dancing. Sexy Swaying.
It'll be the unclean shimmy.
Ooh, shimmy, 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 shimmy.
Sandy shimmy. Soggy shim.
Oh, no one wants a soggy shim.
Yeah, you up for a dirty dance or a soggy shim? I'll take a soggy shim, please.
But have you seen
soggy shim for three, Bob?
I'd assume you've seen Dirty Dancing.
I know of it. No one puts Baby in the corner and all that fucking bollocks. It's a shit film. I don't care what anyone says.
No one puts Barry in the corner with the soggy shim.
No one puts Barry in the corner. You know what happened last time? Barry went in the fucking corner. Be cleaning up for hours.
I want to know what the lake scene is where you've got Patrick Swayze lifting her up above his head. What happens in the soggy shim?
No, it'll be like all of those wedding films where they just land on you. That's what will happen.
It'll be in a kid's ball pit.
She'll be so soggy that she just shims onto him and just falls and squashes him.
Oh, so you've been watching Dodgeball again, have you?
I haven't seen Dodgeball in a long time.
It's when the cheerleader, Justin Long's lifting the cheerleader and drops him, and it just goes on his head.
Oh, gross. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, The Little Mermaid. I've got one for this.
Go on.
The Little Fish Girl.
Yeah, that would be it.
It is The Little Fish Girl.
Yeah.
And just to make sure it doesn't get copyright, human legs, fish head.
Well, this is the joke, isn't it?
Red Dwarf.
What would you pick, though? Well, if you were going to pick a mermaid.
There's the episode. Is it the one where they're all... I can't remember which one it is now. It's an early one. And the cats, all of their things are coming a lot real on Red Dwarf. And the cats imagine a mermaid. And it is the head of a fish and the legs of a woman. Oh, that's... Yeah, Little Fish Girl. The Little Fish Girl. Okay, next one. Toy Story.
Okay.
Sex Toy Story.
Oh,
that's
gross.
A classic. No, it's been around for years, that one.
Is it?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just loads of dildos that come alive and run around.
I think it's just people shoving dildos in whatever they can.
That's pretty gross. Toy Story. Miniature Masquerade.
Ooh, look at that. See, I was going to go with Toy Box Stories. Or stories from the toy box.
Yeah, or Toy Adventure.
Oh, Toy Adventure, yes. Mm. Very different to Cowboy Adventure, which involved...
For fuck's sake, do you do nothing but watch porn films?
That's Brokeback Mountain I'm talking about.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, no. How... The Green Mile.
The Red Line.
There you go, we go back to the one I said... I didn't do nothing.
Yeah. The green Mile, okay. Yeah. It is, because it's Death Row, isn't it?
It's Death Row, yes.
The Deadly Walk. Walk of Death.
Walk of Death, yeah.
The last rite. The last walk.
Mr. Sparky meets Mr.
No, he's called Mr.
Mr. Bojangle meets Mr. Prisoner.
We call it the Mr. Bojangle film. That's what the little mouse is called.
Oh, that is the name of the mouse. Oh, yeah, no, there you go. The Green Mile, the spoof, well, not spoof, sorry, the Mockbuster, it would be from the mouse's perspective.
Yeah,
so it would be all the mouse. You have all his little fams. I made a friend. Look, he gives me cheese and I do little tricks for him.
He's getting me ready to go to my little mouse fair.
Where's he going? I wonder. Oh my God, what have they done to him?
No, doesn't he get stamped on?
No, yeah, but he gets brought back to life.
And then he gets sucked
all in animation.
Yeah, he gets stamped on and he gets sucked off.
To be fair, it sounds like a Disney film.
It's Ratatouille 2.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
This is Ratatouille 2. It's Ratatouille 2. He gave someone food poisoning, killed them, and he's been done for.
He's been done
for negligence.
He's going to get a little electric cat put on him with a sponge on it. And they don't put the wet sponge on the mouse.
Yeah, he's been deaf by corporate negligence or something.
They shave his little head.
Yeah, so that's why he's
poor
in there.
Poor Remy. Yeah. I don't know why they call me Mr. Bojangles.
My name's Remy.
the bloke that's controlling the electric, he's got a rat as well. That makes him pull the handle. Controlling him around.
It'd be the old chef. It'd be the chef from the first one. He's like, I'll get you. I knew I'd get you eventually. Bojangles.
A.K.A. Remy. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Slow runner.
Yes.
Oh, no.
But no, but he's a very fast runner, though. And I get where you're going.
I'm going to have to beep some of that out. It's like Brown Streak. I did not mean that in a racial way at all.
Now,
I
meant that in pants. No. Forrest Gump, if we're going to get a slow runner, it'd be...
Fuck you. You absolute twat.
Hope your time clocked it.
I hate you, Rob. You've just made my editing so much longer. Oh, no, I know. Okay, I know the serious answer for this. It would just be Jenny. And that would
Jenny's
be
journey.
Jenny's journey. Forrest Dump. Oh, we're back on
Forrest
porn
Dump.
Films.
Forrest Dump.
Oh, dear. And the final
Forrest
word.
Forrest Jenny in one cup.
And the final one, Greece.
Greece.
It's the word.
Oh, fucking hell. I mean, what's it about? I mean, it's so weird. Greece is such a weird film anyway.
It's really weird.
Maybe a high school musical, because they've already got one. I call High School Musical. I always call it High-sicle Musical. So we'll just call that this. That's what we'll call
it. Let's see. How about playing it on something like High School Driving or High School Drive-By?
Oiled Up.
Oiled Up. There you go. That's it. That is exactly it.
Got it.
Oiled Up.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Rob.
I remember when I was at school, they didn't show us videos to scare us. We lived life, and if an electricity pylon was to take us down, then so be it.
Okay, so this is the final part of the variety show before we get to the outro. And of course, what I've chosen is something that works brilliantly for the audio world, and that's us watching old public safety films from Great Britain.
Okay.
So we will have to do some description here, something that we need to work on when we talk about videos. So there's 8 videos.
Mm-hmm.
They're all between 1 and 2 minutes long.
Okay.
And they are ranging from the late 80s, late 70s, throughout the 80s, 90s, and then there's a modern one from Ireland.
Okay.
And anyone already thinking modern one, Ireland,
they
know which one it
is. I think I know which one.
And it's fucking horrendous.
This looks like Grange Hill.
No, so the funny thing is a lot of these older ones from the 70s and 80s, I remember being shown at secondary school and even at primary school.
Mm-hmm.
These did the rounds even in my era. So they obviously just chose not to refilm and thought, no, it still works. So we're going to open up with our first one. And this first one, if I can get it to come up with it, it's called Play Safe Frisbee.
Okay.
So we've got a frisbee and it's flown straight into high voltage pylons.
Yep.
That's it. We're not supposed to go in there.
Oh, go on. There's a gap down there.
There's a gap.
A gang of kids broke in
yesterday. That's a good landing for a frisbee on that.
It's great landing.
Now, this reminds me of that. We've talked about this before, where they go into one of these places and he touches it and he gets stuck to it.
Yep.
What was that 999 emergency? We decided
oh, yes,
that
999.
Was...
999. So he's broken in a little bit more and he's running up to the high voltage. They must have turned off this substation specifically for this video.
It's clearly a substation.
It is real. And it gives you an idea of how big those bloody things are as well.
This is going to kill him.
He's going for it. He's gone for his frisbee. And oh!
Jimmy!
Shock killed a boy today when he broke into a substation. The electricity board warns children to keep away from substations.
Does it?
Never try to get toys back yourself. Otherwise, you may not live to play with them again.
Oh, there's his school uniform.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
The little smoking corpse suddenly flashed up.
Go back? I didn't see this.
Oh,
it was all kind of like it was ending, and then it just had like this sad scene of his coat and hat on the banister. And then it did like some kind of...
It's not going to let me go back far enough. No, I'll have to go back a little way.
It did like a horror movie flash of every other frame was like bits of the advert where he dies.
So, yeah, there's his school uniform. And there is a bit of the smoke coming up. It's horrible.
That was awful. That last bit.
Oh, right. So that was the first one. Pretty, and that's the sort of, I remember those things. It's like, don't fly your kite near a pylon. And I love that as well. Ask someone else to get it for you because their life is less important than yours.
Exactly.
All right, we're now watching The Finishing Line, 1977. Okay. And this is just part of it. This was like an 8 or 10 minute long video made by a very famous producer. This is just 2 minutes of it. And this is amazing. I have no idea really what they were trying to get across. This was banned.
Okay.
It was shown in schools and eventually banned.
I feel like a lot of these things where they say they're banned and they're just like, not that bad. Okay, so there's a kids on a train track.
So there's kids on the track, yep, picking up stones off the floor, and they shout, "Train's coming, train's coming."
And now they're throwing rocks at the train.
There's loads of kids. They're all
and
wearing.
Why is the adult there?
They're wearing PE kit. They look like they're doing some sort of sports day.
Well, what's the train's coming to a stop.
Wait for it. Are they going to get in trouble? The train stopped.
Well, there's a rock
broken
on the seat.
Broken window, red 2 points.
Broken window, red 2 points.
Yeah, it was a red rock, so the red team get 2 points.
What the fuck?
Broken window, green 2 points. Broken window, 2 points. Injured passenger. Total for blue, 6 points.
So there's currently these people walking through the train.
Window, 2 points. Direct hit on driver, 6 points.
Oh my god, he's got blood coming off his head.
Yeah, there's blood coming
total
out.
Total for yellow, 8 points.
Oh, he's got some tomato sauce on the yellow brick.
Yeah.
And so, here is the result of the 12 and under stone throws. Red, yellow, 8 points. 8 points. Tie for third place, red and green, 2 points each.
So there you go. So, yeah, basically, oh god, she's chunky. they are basically doing a sports day where they're lobbing stones at the train.
Yep.
And they get points for every single person they hit.
Right.
Not sure what's going on
now. That was a bad cut.
That was a bad cut.
Yeah, there's a guy there with a go and stop sign.
Oh, God, they're...
She fell over on the train track!
No!
They're playing chicken with it.
It looked like that had changed. I think it's... Oh, we're not going to see it, are we? So that must have been another part of the video. They're playing chicken across the train to see if the train stops in time before it hits them, basically.
Yeah, it fell when someone fell over on it.
That's the PSA video. It was basically to do with you shouldn't be playing, you shouldn't be throwing stones, you shouldn't play on the train tracks because it kills and hurts people.
Well, you know, in effect, what it's done is now created a point-scoring mechanism for the children to throw rocks.
And people wonder where our generation got the idea of saying 2 points for a cyclist, 3 points
yeah,
for a
yeah,
child,
exactly.
When you're driving along and there's a zebra crossing in front of
exactly.
you.
Exactly, it wasn't GTA, it was you lot in 1977.
So there you go, that was the finishing line. Let's go on to the next video okay. then. Let's see what the next one's called.
There's one there with a kid with a
oh, we've got more high voltage. This one's called Shock Ball from 1989.
Okay.
Is it going to be as horrendous?
Tom's had a go at this.
Look, over there is a football.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gently placed over.
This is definitely Grange Hill era.
Yeah.
Whoa,
whoa. This guy's walking. He's walking on. That's
for fighting little kids. You're right if you don't touch anything. I've seen people working up there.
Yeah, well,
You notice the heartbeat in the background's getting
yeah.
higher and higher.
You're just scared of getting caught.
Oh, look at those earphones. They had cables
right, they
back
put
then.
The chunkiest lad in. Don't send the little kid in.
Oh, we don't know, actually, yeah. Maybe it'll be a double kill.
I mean, at least they're sending the prick up there. What the fuck?
Yeah, little kid's going to die as well.
Oh,
oh, oh
my
God.
Oh, my God.
Shit, son!
Stay safe. Stay out. Don't take a chance with electricity.
Holy fuck. Right, so what happened was the dickhead went up there and threw the ball and somehow got electrocuted. And then the little kid went in to help him and went to steady himself and put his hand up. But the other guy was a crusty mess on the ground.
Crusty mess on the floor. And can I just point out, we've just literally, that stay safe that you heard, stay out, don't take a chance with electricity, that was on the screen for 10 seconds. And it's just got the smouldering remains
yeah.
still smouldering in the background with the
that
electric
was shocking.
Pylons.
Excuse the pun. That was shocking.
And that wasn't cancelled. Unlike the,
that was worse than the other
point
one.
Scoring.
That was worse than any other so far. That's the worst one.
Okay, what's going to be the next one?
Oh. Well, Kerry, not saying hello.
Okay.
Two old women
so
and a
this is
kid.
Sparklers Take Care with Fireworks. Now, I saw this and immediately went, I cannot watch this without seeing it with you. So I've got no idea what happens with it. Okay. All I know is it says Care with Fireworks,
okay.
which hopefully
means... Well,
you
can see the thumbnail of her hand where there's a blood on it.
If it's British, it's going to be bad.
Okay. Right,
all right, hang on. Let's go back
to
the beginning.
Two old people talking to a little girl.
Right.
Well, Kerry, not saying hello to me then?
No, nonce.
She's not quite herself today.
Huh?
Show Mrs. Green what you did.
No, she was around her uncle's last night.
Oh, how did she do that?
Well, it was yesterday evening. We had just a few fireworks for the kids.
I thought we were ever so careful, but there's always something you forget to tell them.
Yeah.
Loads of kids in the garden.
It's a sparkler.
Catherine Wheel.
You wouldn't believe it, would you? I mean, really.
I remember this. On their own. I remember this video.
I did the lighting.
Wearing the bloody gloves as well. What?
Holding the sparklers properly at arm's length. Not dancing around.
And it melted the glove, I bet.
So what did happen then?
Well, I ask you.
Hang on a moment. Well, I ask you. You were the parent in charge and your child is maimed. Their hand is in severe bandages and she's now suffering from depression from the look of it. And you were going, well, I
she's
have
got a fucking it, shit-eating grin on her face,
blaming
too.
The kid or someone else at this point.
The sparkler's finished, back she goes and tries to pick it up. It may look cool, but it's still red hot, isn't it?
Oh, she only picked off a fucking sparkler. Like, she needs all that bandages on her hand.
It didn't look cool. It wasn't. Sorry. Okay.
I'm sorry. This one's shit.
I was hoping it was going to be that she blew her fingers off.
Make sure your child doesn't start November the 6th like this, or worse.
Well, what, doing hell fucking hit signs?
That was a public information film.
Oh,
no, sorry, right. That was... That was shit. That bandage was so open. She would have a burnt fingertips for that. Okay. And that all the fault is on that mother, the shit-eating grinned mother.
And can I point out as well, they used a nice fluffy dressing on that. So that's now stuck to the burn tissue, which means you're going to really have to scrub it.
No, they're absolutely ridiculous.
Have you seen the title of this one?
Public information film. Rabies means death. Yes. Oh, nice. Anyway, shit-eating grin women, she can fuck off. It's her fault that her kid picked up that spot.
Yeah,
her fault entirely, 100%.
I will make this playlist public and put it in the metadata, so if you just click on it, you'll get these same videos. But yeah, this is the UK public information film, Rabies Means Death.
We've got a Lufthansa.
Lufthansa? I wonder if he knows Mein Shaft.
Okay, we'll just... What the fuck was that? We are going to talk about this. I'm just a little bit in shock.
So all we've got is people walking through customs. And she's gone through the green zone.
Quick frames of the outcome of
a dying child from rabies. Death for the animal you love and couldn't. Oh, he's looking at her pussy. And for you or someone like you, death in a manner that is beyond description. Oh, this is just horrendous. Whichever way you look at it,
rabies means death. What the fuck? I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. Why was everyone white apart from the very skinny black kid with rabies? Why did it have to be that?
I'm not being that woke kind of person, but we have a vaccine for rabies now. This is pre-vaccine, hence rabies means death. So this was the 70s. So this is one we didn't have in school, funnily enough. They didn't go around showing primary school kids this one.
That the way that it showed you that kid on the bed was
brutal.
Like, and you get like two frames.
That is real footage of that child. That child is dying from rabies in this video. That is not made up. That is
seriously.
That is looking at those. That is 100% real. What
it's
they're
not
showing
just, they're just not pretending.
No, that's not makeup. That is real. That's real footage.
You know, so he probably died, that kid.
Yeah.
That's fucking dreadful.
Oh,
or because
here
she
we
can't
go.
Keep a pussy in her box.
Exactly. This Irish road safety ad is so horrifying, it's banned on TV.
Here we go. Nightmare She's fuel.
That seems to me.
It's all little kids.
It is little kids, and this is what made it so hard when I first saw it.
Fucking hell.
And he's playing with his little toy car, he's putting it in his pocket. And I mean, honestly, this one will make you think. 100% it makes you think.
He's running to his blue car. The kid had a blue car in his pocket. He's eating toast. Now they're doing forest school.
Little trip out in the woods.
And tadpoles.
And cry. Don't like this version of Sweet Child of Mine, though. And he's driving like a knob. Loses it on the corner.
No.
Yep. All of them gone. Have you never seen this one? A classroom of our children.
Fucking hell, you saw the car roll and flatten about 20 fucking children, TJ.
Yeah, it's It's pretty bad. We're not
watching that again. Just go to the next one.
We're on the next one. We don't need to talk any more about that one, Rob, because this one takes us back to about three episodes
ago. Hang on. I'll tell you what, like, well, I think we spoke about this before. It hits you harder
because you've got kids.
This is what I was about to say. We've spoken about this before.
We would have been laughing so well.
Films and all these things when they got kids and stuff, I would have not batted an eyelid. And something does change in you when you've got a kid. That's made me feel physically sick. Okay. Like, I don't want to cry, but you can feel if I watched enough of that, I would be crying. Yep. That's fucking horrible. So, that will work.
Openly admitting things then. We went and saw The Wild Robot with T and K at the cinema. If you haven't seen it, by the way, amazing film. 100% watch. It's on our Apple TV. You've got access to that. I nearly cried at the end. And then I was watching, and this was a year and a bit ago now, we took Kay to go and see If, which is Ryan Reynolds and a film called Imaginary Friends.
We haven't finished it.
And the end, I was gone. There's an end, just the end bit, and it's going into the credits. It sent me. I was just gone.
I was like that when I watched A Star Is Born. I can't watch it again. I absolutely adored the film when I watched it. But Miranda and I were blubbering at the end of A Star Is Born. And I can't watch again. Whenever she puts it on, it's like, I can't believe you're watching this. I walk out of the room. I just can't watch it again.
So let's lighten the mood then. Do you remember a few episodes ago, we talked about songs being wholly inappropriate, didn't we?
Yeah.
And what was one of those songs? In the Summertime.
Yeah.
So we're looking at Don't Drink and Drive.
I remember this advert.
So yeah, we've got very 90s people getting drunk at the pub.
Yeah.
Having a drink down the pub. Everyone saying hi.
Have a drive. Yeah, I remember
this advert. Looks like is that a Cavalier, do you reckon, or is that a Vectra? And he's dead. You don't see the crash, you just see the wreckage and...
Shitting hell. Kid in the back everywhere. As well.
Jesus. In the Summertime, drinking and driving wrecks lives.
Yeah, I do remember that advert. I got real memories of that.
Yep. I'm pretty sure this is the last one. It's called Lonely Water from 1973.
I am the spirit of dark and lonely water.
Oh, fuck.
Ready to trap the unwary, the show-off, the fool. And this is the kind of place you'd expect.
Oh, God,
it's
the Grim Reaper
literally standing in the middle of the lake.
No one expects to find me here. It seems too ordinary. But that pool is deep. The boy is showing off. The bank is slippery.
Second. I'm not laughing at the fact the kid just fell. I'm laughing he just fell into a puddle and the Grim Reaper just walks up behind him.
The kids have just stood there. They just go, oh no, he's falling in the water.
Fucking Grim Reaper just appears.
No, you've got lonely water creeping up on him.
Okay. And he's in the background there like the ring.
Oh God, he is.
But the unwary ones are easier still. This branch is weak. Rotten. It'll never take his way.
It's just really good. Great pause face.
He
there.
Should be able to swim, though, that kid.
It's more to. So it's not to do with that. So I know we're adults. You never, ever go swimming in wild water this. Unless it's a known swim. No, it's not just that. It's because it's called cold water shock. You get in, it's really cold. Your body goes into shock and you just immediately sink.
Oh.
You can't get your footing because there's nothing below your feet, so you start to struggle more and you panic more, then the panic sets in. You never swim in quarries or stuff like that because they also tend to be steep gradients, and it's never safe to. Never safe to. It's every bloody year you get the bloody news reports. A kid has finally been found after drowning and going swimming with his friends to the local lake.
Only a fool would ignore this.
Danger, no swimming.
But there's one born every minute.
Oh, we're back to the scrapyard.
Under the water, there are traps. Old cars, bedsteads, weeds, hidden depths. It's the perfect place for an accident.
Oh, look, there's someone in the water. Quick, big stick to get him out.
Oi, look, there's someone in the water.
Throw in your water.
Get that stick quick. We can knock the fucker out.
We throw in your water.
We can knock him out with the stick and make him drown.
It looks like a shithole of an area. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it looks like literally a fucking dump.
And then you've got Death there. The
Death's
wearing...
there just... looks like a monk.
Okay, you could stick with monk, but that's not what that hood looks like to me.
Sensible children, I have no power over them.
Sensible children,
I have no power over them.
Nonswatch.
It is a bit nonswatchy.
Oi, mate, that's a stupid place to swim.
Hey. Why is he in his pants?
Because he took his clothes off, didn't he? He did see a pile of clothes.
Right, okay. That kid deserved to drown. He's in a scrap heap. I mean, we've just watched a video about rabies.
He needs tetanus.
What about fucking tetanus?
Yeah, you're going to have to go get an injection.
He's literally in a scrapyard that's got burnout cars, piles of metal everywhere, piles of bricks, and he's stripped down to his pants and gone for a swim.
And a monk watching him.
And where's his... and Death watching. Where's his clothes?
Go over and get that thing to wrap him in. Oh, yeah.
He's... wrap him in Death's cloak. Oh.
It is Death's cloak.
And he's just chucked it.
I'll be back.
And that's where Terminator got it from.
Yeah.
Fun fact. And there we go. That is my playlist I call Deadly.
Yeah, I'm going to be haunted the rest of the night by that.
Oh, I'll just go
to say, crash one.
There was one, I don't know if you ever had it. We had the police turn up. They had the one, there were two that I remember at secondary school specifically.
Did you kill someone?
One made at least two girls in our year group run out of the hall. Mm. So I remember being told, your lunch is being cut short. You need to turn up 15 minutes before the lunch, go to the gym, and we're watching videos and there's a police presentation. And the first one included a video of someone being hit by the train and then workers walking down the train line, picking up body parts and putting it in an orange bag as they walked down. Pissing off the top of the train rail and allegedly electrocuting himself, which, by the way, Mythbusters proved can't happen. But that was still in the video.
Why can't it happen?
Because there's little gaps between your pee, basically, after a certain distance, and it just can't travel.
Okay.
And then the final video they showed us was one about kids that were huffing spray paint.
Mm.
And I cannot find those anywhere at all. And yeah, basically it ends with one of the school kids continually huffing paint and dying. It was brutal fucking stuff. But yeah, that made two children run out of our thing and be sick. So
yeah,
British PSA films are pretty brutal. I mean, there is an American one, which we could very quickly look at, which you want to have a laugh. Let's have a quick laugh because
yeah,
I think...
I need to watch some videos of some cats before I go to bed.
Don't put it in your mouth. I mean, obviously.
Oh, that's a funny looking thing.
Why do you think your mummy or daddy are always telling you, don't put that in your mouth?
Oh, that's Aldi's version of the Muppets.
Why are we on television anyway?
We're here to tell a little story about why you shouldn't put things into your mouth.
Two blue furry puppets.
And why you should never take anything a stranger tries to give you.
Why not?
Nonce watch.
Because if you ate somebody else's medicine,
his eyes aren't level.
These are just really creepy puppets.
Very sick.
Ugh, I don't want to be sick.
And that's why before you eat anything, you should...
Looking at the eyes on her, I think she's already had something.
Yeah, she's had fucking something.
Or
she's had an upper.
Someone you love, if it's okay.
Okay, I love you. Can I eat the guitar?
No, but you can help me sing a song about
no,
eating
but you
things
can,
that don't belong
you can
inside
eat my
you.
Cock.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's what he's going to say to her.
Okay,
no, he's not.
If you see something that you want to eat before you do anything, remember this song.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face. Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Ick. Real quick. Ick. Real sick. Real ick. Don't you put it in your mouth. Uh-uh.
And yes, it is a dick.
So you ask someone you love. That's right, sis.
You won't get rabies like that kid.
What the fuck was that thing?
What the fuck
is that?
Is
that a potato?
Remember, boys and girls?
Horse, tiger, potato, a lion. This is a Mockbuster. As you said, this should have been Jim Henson.
Then don't
oh, it's a
beetroot. In your mouth. Bye-bye, everyone.
Remember, boys and girls, never take anything from a stranger and don't put things in your mouth when
that's
you don't know what they are.
That's a terrible fucking line.
That's horrible.
Medicine,
that's haunting.
Food or some poison, you could get very sick. Always ask someone you love before you...
Hang on.
Some rat food or some poison, did
you
say?
Don't put rat poison or poison. You could get poorly. So there's could. You've just told that kid, you could get poorly. It might not.
It might taste really nice.
It might be really tasty.
Well, I've got...
It might make you bleed out your eyeballs.
I have got rat poison at my house, and it is in the most inaccessible place for even an adult to get to. That because I'm so scared of having it there, yeah. You know. Ugh.
Just
Jesus.
Don't put it in your mouth. Mm. And remember that highly catchy song from the Blue Puppets.
I tend to
terrifying.
Put it up my arse.
Don't put it up your arse.
There's the song you should make a 3-minute thing about putting rat poison up your arse.
Jesus fucking Christ, Tom. Why would you include that Irish one? Seriously, I'm not fucking sleeping tonight either. Go on, piss off, you two twats.
And that, ladies and gents, is that. We have told you don't put rat poison up your ass. That is the end of the show. We've ended on a high note.
unless you're putting it up someone else's ass as two consenting adults. But I don't know.
If they've asked for a cup of tea, then make them a cup of tea. But if they don't want a cup of tea when you've made it, they don't have to drink it.
They don't have to drink their cup of
tea.
I
will have to play that next episode. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, as always. It's been great fun doing this, and we can't wait to do the next episode. Go and listen to our old shows. Go and listen to our other shows that are on Studio Channel 84. That includes the Untitled Sci-Fi Show. Also includes Lightly Used. It also includes Who Takes the Socks Off, Super A to Z. And it also includes The Land Before Prime. You can find out more about all of those shows and this show at channel84.co.uk. And if you go to channel84.co.uk, I can't actually talk. I'm fucked.
I always get the .co.uk bit done wrong.
Go to channel84.co.uk and then click on Talk to Us. You can choose any of the shows and that will give you our social media links. So you can find us there. You can also email us on podcasts@channel84.co.uk or hosts@thevarietyshow.co.uk. That goes to both Rob and I. You can email me at tj@thevarietyshow.co.uk. You can email rob@untitledscifishow.co.uk. Otherwise, find us on social media. Listen to us in a couple of weeks. Go and listen to the Untitled Sci-Fi Show and the other shows I've already mentioned. Rob, thank you very much.
Thank you.
No rat poison up
love
the arse
you.
For you.
Final
love
words?
You too.
Final words?
Don't put it up your arse.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.